There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Raider, and we've got a fun show, a jam-packed show lined up for you today. We have got representatives of the girls' hockey team at Northfield High School going to talk about a big game they have going on this afternoon and their season up to this point and what they hope to accomplish as we progress through here for these next couple of months. And then we're going to be joined by Doug Davis and the Gator boys' swimming and dive team. They'll be coming on after the girls' hockey team, and we're going to learn about their season. They're just getting underway, so we're going to kind of get them, but they usually have meets on Saturdays, so I was able to catch them on a Saturday where they didn't have a meet, so I was able to get them in here, and we're going to learn about their season a little bit as well. That's coming up a little bit later, but right now I've got members of the girls hockey team, and I want to get them in and get them out so they can go get prepared for their big game today against the number one ranked team in state, War Road. That will be at Northfield Ice Arena. We're going to talk about that briefly, but right now I want to bring on Rachel Bielenberg, Kate Boland, Liz Morshing, and head coach Brent Bielenberg from the girls' hockey team. I'm going to say good morning, everybody.
Morning, Dusty.
Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Coach Bielenberg, we always start with you. My first question, as it always is just a brief recap of how the girls' hockey team's done so far this season.
Yeah, I mean, we're 10 games in right now, so, I mean, we get a head start on everybody else in the winter season. And we started out 0-2. Since then, you know, we're 7-1, so we've had to tweak a few things, just learning. I mean, you get a new team, like figuring out what works best together and how do we work together. But we've been really clicking lately. I believe we have 5 in a row that we've won. You know, we went up to St. Cloud and did a 2-day tournament. And that's just kind of our team building time, like really to get united. And I think coming out of there, you know, our first game up there wasn't as good as we were hoping. And then the second game, we really turned it around. And I think since then we've started to gel together as a team and click on a lot of different areas.
A couple of good wins this week: Holy Angels, Mankato East. Holy Angels, a team that you used to play back in the old Minnesota Conference days. Haven't seen them too often now, but let's talk about that Mankato East, a team that is expected to challenge you guys and some others for the Big Nine this year, and you guys get a nice victory against them on Thursday. Brent, just your thoughts on that game and what that victory can do for this program moving forward.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we kind of highlighted the Faribault game that we played the week earlier, and then Mankato. Those are the two teams that are, you know, obviously we have a target on us in the Big Nine. I mean, we're the team to beat, and we know that. And these are two good teams that were coming hard after us. And, you know, Faribault, we came out of there. I thought we played well. It didn't show. It showed on the shots, but it didn't show on the scoreboard how much we outplayed them. And then Mankato East, it was probably our most complete game of the year. We really were playing solid and dominated a team that's a very high offensive team, and we did not give them any good looks. So it was good to see. I mean, it was a good accomplishment, and you can't rest because we got more Big Nine games, but those were two big ones.
All right, let's bring on the girls and get their thoughts on it. Liz, we'll start with you since you're kind of on that end. I just want to get your thoughts on sort of how the team has been playing on this little win streak you guys have been going on, and what has been working well for Northfield during this win streak.
Well, I think we as a team have been clicking way better than we were last year at this time, because last year our lines weren't very set, and this year we can finally say who our lineies are, and we just know how to play with each other, and we're finishing our shots, and
All right, I'm going to swing it over to Kate. Kate, I want you to expand on that a little bit, and you can move that microphone. Kate, there you go. Team about that, a girl. All right. And I want to ask you, how nice is that, I guess, coming into the season as you all got substantial playing time last year? You lose a couple of seniors, you know, as you always do through graduation, but the core of the team really coming back this year, and how nice has that been, kind of knowing who you're going to be playing with, kind of what the set lines are? Does that mentally help you prepare for a season such as this?
Yeah, I think it definitely does. Having the set lines helps a lot, and having the girls coming back from last year, we don't really have to focus too much on getting younger girls integrated into the team. We can focus more on what we actually have to do on the ice rather than team chemistry off ice, because we're all pretty bonded because of last year, so that helps a lot.
All right. Rachel, from a goalkeeper's standpoint, does it help knowing kind of which lines are on the ice and what players are on the ice as you in the back end there kind of seeing like what each can do and kind of have an idea of knowing what this line, you know, this line plays a little bit better defensively, or these girls on this line do a little better offensively, so I can kind of, you know, react to how each line plays? Does that help you as a goalkeeper knowing who's on the ice at what time?
Yeah, I'd say for sure, and just kind of the structure of it is really helpful, having different things set, but it's also awesome to be able to trust all of the girls, and especially defense, just to be able to know that they all have my back all the time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Rachel, what would you say has been some of the biggest challenges as a goalkeeper as you? What are some, just the position in general? So you're speaking for many goalkeepers here, but what are some of the biggest challenges goalkeepers deal with during a game?
Well, it's a very mental position. There's a lot that you kind of have to battle in your mind and not let yourself get into different ruts of thinking about. And it's been cool this season just kind of growing more in confidence and having some of those thoughts a little more controlled so that I can just be more positive on the ice and feel better for the team. And the team is super awesome and supporting me too.
Very good. Back to you, Coach Bielenberg. Let's get the style. What is the style that the coaching staff has been encouraging this team to play? Are we aggressive offensively, play more defense, waiting for your opportunities? What can you see when we go see this team on the ice this season?
I mean, we're pretty similar year to year. I mean, to be honest, the team that we're playing today in War Road is where we developed a lot, watching them, what they're doing, and just how they're a very low offensive team, structured in the D zone. I remember we watched them in the state tournament, and it's like, okay, how do we really start to implement what they're doing? They're probably a little more physical than we are, but that's kind of our bread and butter is low offense. You want to control the puck, possess the puck, and create scoring opportunities off of that. I think where we've really grown is in the neutral zone, being able to stretch the ice, expand the time and space between each other, and then counterattack. So, I think we're an offensive team. We're developing defensively. I think we've gotten better and better as the year's gone on, and we're going to keep getting better. But that's really all our how we run ourselves as a program is just solid low offense, control possession, and then playing very structured in the D zone.
All right. And, being student-athletes as you girls are, you always want to improve game to game. So I'm going to ask each of you the same question. Liz, we'll just start with you again. And so, swing that microphone over your way there. What one part of your game were you looking to improve upon as you came into this season here?
I've been looking to improve my speed.
Okay.
Playing up because, of course, Kate Boland defense, she skates it up, and I want to be able to keep up with her to get her goals because when she throws it in front of the net. And so I've been looking to improve my speed and also always being able to like have my head up looking for other teammates out there with me and know who's playing with me and just know my competition out there too.
Okay, swing it over to Kate. Same question to you, Kate. Parts of your game you're looking to improve upon this season?
This season I was looking to improve upon my defensive gap because in the past I've been a little weaker on that, and I'm pretty good defensive zone wise. But when someone's coming down on me like one on one, I want to close on them more quickly, like at the blue line and higher up. So that was my one goal this year.
And by doing that, it helped me set this up. So instead of kind of going backwards as they're coming toward you, you want to go attack them as they're coming towards you.
Just get closer to them faster.
Very good. And Rachel, same question too. Areas of your game you want to improve upon this season?
Well, we already talked about how mental goaltending is, and I think that's always something that I can work on more, and being, like, the starter for pretty much the first season this year, it's just been kind of a journey of learning more mental stuff, and I would say also just learning how to support the team, but also really be able to focus in the game and focus on the puck, and kind of try and focus on my own stuff instead of, looking at others just because to stay on the game and whatever.
I want to go back to something that Coach Bielenberg mentioned about the Saint Cloud tournament that you guys were participating in. You mentioned team bonding. What are some fun team bonding things that you guys do throughout the season? Is there any fun pregame or postgame ritual, or on the bus rides, do you guys do some kind of team bonding activities? What are some things that brings a team and builds the chemistry on a team? And I can ask, who would like to talk about that? Any one of you? Kate Boland's getting the nod. All right, Kate.
I think, up at St. Cloud, we did a really fun team bonding thing where we all, just played charades. We mixed the teammates up. And a big part of our team is really moving the JV with the varsity. So we're a very bonded team in that way that I haven't seen with too many other teams at Northfield, because we do everything with our JV, and it's really fun to have them with us all the time. So that's
okay. Very good. No, that's fantastic. Coach Bielenberg, back to you. And just the kind of you mentioned that this is a veteran team that you have and expecting to do big things. But, you know, what are some things you and the coaching staff try to tell these girls to really, it's an old cliche, but take it one game at a time and stuff. Has that been the message? I know these girls are really good and they know what they have to do and everything. But the message you guys to kind of slow down and say, we got 2 months worth of hockey before we really start talking, you know, playoffs and stuff. And just to kind of do that. What's that message been with the coaching staff to this team?
Yeah, I think that's always, I mean, we always right at the beginning of the year just talk about, hey, we're focused on February. Everything we're doing is preparing for February. But, you know, we had a lot of games in November, probably more than we've ever had.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 in.
December here. Yeah. We'll probably have more games by the end of the year than we've ever had before. So we do have to, they're big games too. So we got to focus in on those. And, you know, but it is a process. It's, you know, it's like our power play is doing well. It's not where we want it to be. Our D zone's good, but it's not where we want it to be. And we have time to develop this stuff. You know, offensively, we're doing some good things, but it's developing. So it's just keeping, you know, trying to keep that patience. But yeah, like this week, you know, we had three games and we just kind of, we couldn't overlook Holy Angels because we were looking at Mankato and War Road. So it's just try to backtrack, and it's just one game is the most important game at that time. And I think these guys do a good job with that. They're focused this week. You kind of saw that they just focused on each game. They're really excited about today's game, but you can't think about Saturday's game on Tuesday. So that, we do that a lot where it's just today is the biggest game because it's the game in front of us.
Very good. And boy, we talked about this, Coach Bielenberg, and we'll just briefly, but what a difference a decade makes when Holy Angels was sort of the team. And I remember Northfield back when the program was just kind of in its infancy there. You guys would go play Holy Angels and the score would be 10-1 or something like that. We talked about a game where they held you to 58 shots to zero, you know, in a game. And now how that program's kind of changed and developed into what it is, and what you guys have done in building this, and you guys got a 4-2 victory, and again, a team that that wasn't like you used to look up to. Now it's kind of like, all right, let's just get past you guys and then move on to now the teams that you're starting to play the real deal. War Road coming in. You guys have a game 2 p.m. I believe at the varsity. JV's at 12 o'clock. Am I correct on that? Yep. So 2 p.m. is the varsity game at Northfield Ice Arena against the number one team in Class A, War Road, coming to Northfield to play you guys. That's got to be exciting, girls, knowing that a team is calling you guys up or calling Coach Bielenberg and say, we want Northfield on our schedule. I mean, that says a lot to have a powerhouse like War Road coming here. I want to get each of your thoughts on this and just what it means to play a team like War Road and what it means for them saying we want to schedule you. And Liz, we'll just start with you again and just kind of go down the row.
Well, I'm really excited to play them this year because I know 2016 we played them in state, and I knew we held a close game, and so like seeing how our team has improved since 2016, I feel like we actually might surprise some people. For them to say that they want to play us, it's actually nice to know that we're part of, like,
one of those programs.
So I'm just excited to go out there and see what we can show people.
Kate, your same question to you. Your thoughts on War Road coming down here to Northfield, wanting to play you guys, which I think says a lot about the program.
I'm really excited to play War Road. I think our whole team has been really excited for it. But like Brent said, we haven't been overlooking the other games. But we've been waiting for this game, so it's a big deal. And I think that them saying that they want to come play us is huge, obviously, because we're considered one of those big top teams, like Lizzie said, and it's fun for them to come down here.
Okay. Rachel, you ready? War Road?
Yeah, I'm excited just like they are. We're kind of just going to see what they bring, and we know that we can bring a lot to them too, and I think we're all ready, to be honest.
And it's one of those games too where, you know, it's early on in the season, so you know what happens after this, but I think this will be kind of a good measuring stick for probably both of you guys, seeing kind of where you set up, and maybe you guys win or lose, learn from this game. It's like, okay, this is what we need to improve upon, and this is really good. Let's try to see if we can do something here. Coach Bielenberg, would you agree with that you want to win the game, but also you want to see kind of where this team is at this point, playing a team like War Road?
Yeah, and I think there's just an excitement of playing somebody different. You know, and I know Coach Marvin's excited. He's like, this is the first, I think he said to me, this is the first War Road team to ever play a Northfield team in Northfield.
Okay.
So they're excited too. They like to come down. They're traveling pretty much every weekend. I mean, that's just their schedule. And so, you know, you can glean a lot from it. I mean, they're a physical team, so it's like that'll probably be something we're not used to in the teams that we've played so far. You know, but they're, It's just fun to play them. I think I'm not too worried about like what Warroad's going to do. It's right. Just like, let's give our best effort and we'll just see what happens. But we're fine. We'll be. They got to put their skates on like
yep,
we do.
Absolutely.
And I mean, they're teenage girls like our girls, and you know, it's like we're playing hockey. Mm-hmm. They're not the Russian Army team, and
mm-hmm. you know, right.
It's another girls' hockey team. So. Yep. Yeah,
it's exciting to play. I'm going to ask either one of you girls this. Goals and expectations that you kind of set for yourself as you guys talk before the season starts and kind of where Northfield wants to be at the end of the year when we are talking in February. And I can ask who would like to speak on the goals, expectations that you guys set for yourselves for this season. Anybody? Any takers? Otherwise, I'm just going to have to point
sure,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got Rachel. Okay, Rachel.
I mean, you already spoke into February, so mm-hmm. it's always the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we always know that we can do it, too. I think in a team standpoint, we just always want to kind of unite and focus on just that connection, too. You know, hockey is so big and such a big deal to us, mm-hmm. but we're all girls and we all want to get close to each other, too. So I think just growing in relationship with one another and just learning to play the game well and enjoy it, too, is also, you know, a goal that we have.
All right. Easy questions for all three of you. Liz, when did you start playing hockey, and what made you want to get interested in playing the sport?
Well, I've been skating probably since I could walk because mm-hmm. my uncles played, my brother played. It's just in the family. So, I mean, I've always loved the sport, and I've always known I wanted to stay in hockey. And mm-hmm. I mean, I've played other sports throughout my life, but hockey's always been the number one, and I've always been focused on hockey.
Very good.
Yeah.
Kate, same question to you. When did you start playing hockey? What made you want to be involved in the sport?
I started skating when I was 2, I think, and I don't know where I got it because neither of my parents play. But
okay.
I asked for skates when I was 2. I don't
okay.
know why or if I.
Yeah.
But yeah, I played on my first team when I was like 5, I think, in Sibley, and I really, really liked it. So I just kept with it, and I've stayed with it since. Really, mm-hmm. really enjoy it.
Very good. And Rachel, same question to you.
Yeah, I came from a hockey family.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And so I pretty much just followed in my parents' footsteps and my brother and sister's footsteps mm-hmm. and loved it since I started, I think.
Okay. Liz, I'll ask you, what's the best part about playing on this team with these girls?
Obviously, the team is just amazing. Every year, it's so fun to be with girls and the new girls coming up. It's fun to meet new people. Like, not meet new people, but get closer to the people that you've known that are in the association. But I just love how we know each other so well, and it makes it easier to play with them on the ice, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Very good. Kate, I'm going to ask you the same question. Best part about playing with these girls? If it's the same answer, that's fine, but I want to just hear it from your voice. And best
yeah.
part?
For sure, the best part is the chemistry on the team. I love getting to know. There's so many different personalities on our team, and it's so much fun bonding with each of them. And obviously, another reason is the atmosphere. I love, like, even today, like, it feels like a section game, even though we're at the beginning of our season. And so I love the atmosphere and the chemistry with the team.
And Rachel, same question. Best part about playing on this team?
Yeah, it is really cool to have those different personalities and just people kind of from all over and with different interests, even other than hockey. And mm-hmm. it's cool to just get to know people on a different level on a sports team and on hockey.
All right. And then Coach Bielenberg, as we go ahead and bring back to you, I want to talk about the development of the program. And we've talked about this over the last couple of years, but I feel it works. How does it feel to you being a coach and been a coach in this for this program for many years in the assistants, having some of these bigger schools? We talked off the air, you know, Blake wanted to scrimmage you guys, you know, Warroad coming to Northfield, some of these bigger programs that you guys that you wanted to schedule maybe a few years ago, but they wouldn't want to schedule you because Northfield wasn't quite there. And now that where the program is at, I mean, how does that feel to you personally, knowing that teams, big teams and established, long-term established programs want to come to Northfield, putting you guys kind of up on that level with them? And how does that feel?
I mean, I think it feels good that we've developed a program. I always try to remember our roots, too, of where we came from and different kids that have had an impact that didn't get a chance to win. I mean, I think I had, when we went to state the first year, I had to compile my record, and it's not that glamorous. Mm-hmm. And I think I had like 103 losses in the first 5 years. I mean, it's a lot of losses.
Yeah, I remember those.
You know, but there was also some key kids in there and key teams that started to turn the program around that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And you know, one of those teams had one win, but mm-hmm. they really honed in on developing chemistry on the team and how do you build relationships on the team. And, you know, so everybody kind of plays in different parts. And, you know, the last decade we've been, you know, we're a top, you know, when we're in Class A, we're a top 15 team, you know, mm-hmm. for the last decade. And so I think it is fun. I mean, when, you know, it didn't work out, but when Blake is like, hey, do you want to scrimmage? I'm like, Blake wants to scrimmage us. It is a little like they look at us like, hey, you're going to be a good competition. Let's scrimmage. Right. And so, you know, even looking at it 2 years ago, the schedule that we had, looking at it now, we would have had, I think it was 13 teams that were ranked in the top 15 in state on mm-hmm. our schedule. And that's something we started doing probably about 8 or 9 years ago, where it's just like, let's play top teams. And when you start competing, then when you go to the state tournament, that's when you really start getting the phone calls. And mm-hmm. Proctor's like, yeah, we want to come down. And Warroad wants to play. And Blake's interested in playing. And, you know, so it's fun on that aspect. And this year, you know, like Farmington and Lakeville North are mm-hmm. playing us. I mean, yep. They view us as a good challenge. And you know, like Lakeville North did not want to play us in the sections last year. They were lobbying yep. not to play us because they know we're a good program. So it's just satisfying. And you want to just see it continue to grow. You know, see how far we can take this.
Very good. And girls, we're going to be talking about you guys every single week. I recap your week here on Raider App. So we keep going. Good luck again, everybody. Later today, 2 p.m., JV at 12 o'clock, varsity at 2 o'clock against Warroad, the number one team in Class A, coming to Northfield. So you don't have to go very far. Go to Northfield Ice Arena at 2 o'clock and see what these girls can do against some of the best of that. And right now, the best in the state as far as rankings go. And girls, I'm very excited. I wish you all the very best of luck, not only for today, but through the rest of the season. We'll probably talk a little bit closer as we get toward more section time in February, but until then, keep this streak going, keep competing, keep having fun, and we love reporting on victories, and we will be calling your games. We do have hockey play-by-play, so you'll be seeing our play-by-play guy. He's new this year, and so we're excited to have him, but he'll be at some of your games and everything like that, so make sure you tune. KYMN will be broadcasting girls hockey all season long, so just a heads up for the listeners out there. Anything else you guys like to say, or just come on out to the game at 2 o'clock today and take care of Warroad? Sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. Absolutely. That's Rachel Bielenberg, Kate Boland, Liz Morshing, and head coach Brent Bielenberg from the girls hockey team. 2 p.m. today, Northfield Ice Arena, Northfield against number one ranked Warroad coming to the Northfield Ice Arena. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Gator Boys Swimming and Dive Team right here on Raider App.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas here at the KYMN Studios. We're bringing a little joy to the world with prizes for our listeners. Santa Claus is coming to town with local area gift certificates for flowers and clothing, auto care and sports, and a whole lot more. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has Northfield area chamber bucks for every winner. Even the Grinch has stocked KYMN with treats for your pets and you. Listen to the KYMN Morning Show, 6 to 9 every weekday, now through December 21st, for your chance to win. When you hear Santa say, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, be the third caller and win. Listen to 95 The One, AM 1080, and streaming at kymnradio.net. Then call 507-645-5695.
This holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Hi, this is Dan from Aeroways Hardware in Northfield. We have the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Come on in for top brands like Weber Grills, Steel, and Toro Snowblowers. Plus, get the trusted advice you've come to rely on. Get ready for the holidays at your neighborhood Aero Ace, the helpful place. Now through Christmas Eve, round up or donate at Aero Ace Hardware to help our local food shelf, the Community Action Center of Northfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Rob Martin, Farmers Insurance Agency, we can help you make smarter choices about your home coverage. The more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Farmers Smart Plan Home allows us to help you design a personalized home coverage option so that you only pay for the coverages you want. A Farmers Insurance agent for more than 35 years, Rob knows a thing or two because he's seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Capital Construction is Northfield's premier locally owned exterior construction company. Capital Construction is dedicated to the exterior commercial and residential transformations consisting of roofing, windows, siding, and gutters. It's never too early to start planning for the exterior transformation your house deserves. Everyone at Capital Construction hope you have a safe and happy holiday season filled with joy. Call Capital Construction today for a free consultation at 952-222-4004 or check them out at capitalconstruction-llc.com.
The hustle and bustle of the Christmas season can get hectic. Let Gooter's Dough to Go make your life simpler while impressing your guests. Stop by for one of their gourmet all-natural pies. With over 10 flavors, you're sure to find your favorite. Kolachki squares are in, and so are the many flavored fillings, including poppy seed and prune. Of course, Gooder's Dough to Go has all of your holiday baking needs, from sprinkles to cutouts, sugar cookies to gingerbread men. The cookies won't last long, but the memories will. Gooder's Dough to Go, next to Menards in Dundas. You gotta go to Gooder's.
And welcome back, everybody, to Raider Rap. Great conversation with the girls' hockey team, but now we're going to transition, and we're going to talk with the Gator boys' swimming and dive team. I've got head coach Doug Davis, also a couple juniors, Marcus Houck and Dylan Smishek, live in studio. We're going to be talking about their season, their one meet that they had against Rochester John Marshall, but really about the season in general, and they like to practice on Saturday mornings and have meets on Saturday mornings, so it gets tough when they really get in the crux of the season to kind of get these guys in, so I'm excited. I kind of sneak them in here at the beginning of the season to get everybody know kind of a preview of what we can expect out of this team, and then hopefully as we progress through the season here, maybe get them on toward the end of the season a little bit and kind of recap where they've been doing. But I have them on right now, so I'm not going to waste this opportunity to talk with these guys. Always fun to talk with the boys from the dive team. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you
very much.
Coach Davis, we've had one meet, Rochester John Marshall. Norfield won 93-85. The last three events were exhibitions for Norfield, so I guess, you know, you got to start somewhere and might as well start with a victory. Talk about that and, you know, what that can do for the program.
Well, the victory against John Marshall was a meet that, while I know that John Marshall over the years can bring in talent, and we've had some fantastic meets with them, knowing what they graduated last year and what I suspected them to come back with, I figured that we probably would have a little bit too much front-end speed and depth for them. That's kind of how the meet played out. We had some great races. They won a few events, and we had some good competition. But that's going to be kind of the I think hopefully the story of our season this year and our team. We have a senior heavy team that is very focused and very kind of driven by the success they've had last year and the fact that as a senior heavy team with a lot of talent there, this is their last go around. We've got some fantastically talented juniors and sophomores and even some really good freshmen out there where, you know, if we're going to do anything as a team, this is kind of the season to do it. And so the win against John Marshall on Thursday was the nice first step, you know, towards hopefully, you know, a lot of success in our dual meet season and hopefully then some success on the weekends with our invites and special meets.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring on the students here, or the swimmers, Marcus Houck and Dylan Smishek. Marcus, we'll just start with you since you're on that end. What are some of the things that you hope to see out of the team this season as you guys get started here and move through?
Yeah, so I think we have a very strong team, and we only lost really two seniors last year. So we're really looking towards the state meet and the True Team State meet as our main goals this year. And I think we kind of set out a goal, like we would really like to be top two or three at True Team State and maybe top two or three at regular state as well. Okay. And yeah, we really think that we have the strength and the depth to do so.
Dylan, let's go ahead and ask you a little bit about what are some things that you think this team is going to do well this season?
Personally, I think that this team is evolving even more this season. As of last year, what Marcus said, how we only graduated two seniors, and that our big hitters, I guess you could say, this year are our upperclassmen that we all have on the team, and that we've just gotten older this year and just, I guess, grown. Mm-hmm. And that I feel like the natural course of just life and getting bigger will increase our times and speeds in the pool and just result in a better season.
All right. Coach Davis, it's early in the year, and I know sometimes relays and stuff get switched up, and will get switched up throughout the season depending on kind of who you're racing. Is that still the process right now? What you had at John Marshall might not be the same as what you have coming up here when it comes to relays, or are you pretty set with the experience you have coming back, kind of knowing what these boys can do and where they're going to excel at?
No, that is the glory, I guess, the good and the bad of a team as talented as we are. You know, that we only have four spots on those relays. We have three relays, but there's only four spots per relay at the end. You know, throughout the dual meet season and invites, we generally can swim three, sometimes four relays. And so all the guys get opportunities to participate and swim. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the season, when we get to the championship meets, it's just one relay and your top four. While we have guys coming in that were kind of the heir apparent that swam on those relays last year, There are a lot of younger guys that have developed, that are growing, getting faster, that hopefully we're pushing them to stay sharp and stay in their game. Because at any given time throughout the season, if somebody steps up and they start dropping the times, they're going to earn the right to, you know, evolve and swim on those relays. And so while you have a general idea, it's still going to be a growing process as we see what the team strengths look like throughout the season and how it will be best used, you know, in those relay spots.
Okay. And we talk about the swimmers. Who wants to speak about the divers that you have this year? And is Oscar back again?
Yep, yes.
Oscar Hannafil? Yes. Okay. So talk about Oscar and some of the other divers and what we can expect out of that. Either you two want to speak on that? Okay, Dylan?
I guess I could say, Oscar is, of course, he's back. We also have a lot of new divers this year, a lot of new people that are stepping up to the plate to take off. A couple people with certain school, like, plays and just the mm-hmm. whole, what is the thing going on? This winter
rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll revival.
Oh, it's a rock and roll revival year?
Yeah, a couple of our divers are really invested in that. So we've kind of lost a couple people, but I think that we're kind of slowly making up for it in with the new guys and that mm-hmm. they're just getting better. And even there are some new swimmers that have transitioned over from swimming to diving. Anders Johnson and JT Krenzel, I think, off the top of my head that I know of. And I think Anders dove. Yep. Was he varsity?
He was our third varsity.
Yeah. Yeah, he did pretty good on our Thursday meet against JM. So, I don't know. They should be looking all right this year, okay. I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. Coach Davis, let's get a little bit more. And I want to talk about a transition, a swimmer transitioning from swimming to diving. Like, does that happen very often, or is that?
You know, it depends on the size of a team and if a team has those specific needs. And it just depends, I guess, on the type of individual. Last year we had Brant Weber, mm-hmm. who did that quite successfully. He was just a very talented athlete. And so when he came in as a first-year senior, he was ridiculously fast in the pool because he was so athletic. He had mentioned early on in the season he wanted to go over and kind of bounce around the board. And we found out that, you know, he had an affinity to the board too, and he ended up, you know, scoring in the section meet. And so coming to this year, knowing that we had that potential issue with a few of our divers, you know, probably exploring some other possibilities, we're like, well, you know, we still need to compete that event. We need to find some people that can fill those roles. You know, Anders had been bouncing around the board, you know, on and off last year, even JT. And so while they're doing a transition, they're still swimming, and so they're still training with us in the pool, but they're also taking maybe half an hour a day to go work on developing some dives and see if they can't also be a help on the board. And they're doing a nice job right now in doing that. So it's not something you see all the time, but it's not unique either.
Sure.
That happens.
Okay. Marcus and Dylan, I'm going to ask you guys the same question. If it's the same answer, that's okay. But what are some teams that you guys really enjoy mm-hmm. competing against? Do you have a favorite? Marcus, we'll start with you.
Definitely Mankato West.
Okay.
They've always been probably our biggest rival. And we've always been, had really good swimmers and about the same numbers too, so it's always been very competitive. I think we're a little bit better this year, but I'm looking forward to this meet this Thursday against them.
Okay, Dylan, same question to you.
I'm gonna say Mankato West as well, but also Mankato East. I know our mm-hmm. coach comes from a background from Mankato East, and that it's more of a personal connection to mm-hmm. there, less of a racing standpoint. Of course, it's a racing standpoint. We're in a sport that involves racing, but the fact that we can go there and have such a close bond, it's almost like a family picnic, I guess.
Yeah,
you could say it as if it is. But yeah, it's a more personal experience, and I just think that makes it all the more fun.
Very good. And guys, I'm going to stick on that fact, and Dylan, we'll start back to you. Okay. What were some areas of some areas of your skill sets that you wanted to improve upon this year coming in?
I don't know. I could, personally, I've been working on a few stroke techniques that are elongating my stroke to just be more efficient in the pool without using as much energy, mm-hmm. which can, of course, pick up my time. But I don't know. I've tried doing a little bit of offset stroke work, like breaststroke. I'm trying to get better at that. But also, not even like team swimming based, but just like getting to know the team better, just like through like
team bonding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just like that. I think that's a great way to come closer together as a team.
Okay. Marcus, same question too. Some areas mm-hmm. of your skill set that you wanted to improve upon this year.
Yeah, so for me, I think it's really just training more sprinting because I'm a sprinter for sure. And I think in past years we've done more like distance, but I think like especially last year we made that transition to like you know, the longest event is a 500, which is, you know, still going pretty fast. Mm-hmm. So I think by transitioning to doing a lot more sprinting, I think for me, that's really helping me. And then in terms of like technique, I'm trying to really work on my turns and my underwaters, which I think will, you know, just a little technique things will really improve my races.
All right. Coach Davis, back to you. Early on in the season, I know that you, there's times, certain times of the year where we're going to ramp up this area, we're going to scale back in this area. So at the beginning of a season like this, kind of what are you kind of telling the boys on what you expect to see on them at practices and stuff? Mm-hmm. What are some things you're working on and maybe some things that you're not working on so much now but will later on?
Well, in the first part of the season, you really don't know the fitness levels of all the boys coming in. You know, you have your very dedicated and committed guys that may have been swimming or training in the off season. Some other guys did other sports, you know, cross country, and so they come in fit, but in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so the first week or two is just kind of assessing general fitness, establishing really good practice habits, so that when we're training, because we have a fairly large team. We have, I think, 43 boys out, so our numbers are still very good. When you get 6-7 boys in a lane, you got to figure out how to do, you know, your leave times, so that when you're doing repeat sets and quality swims in a practice, you're not running into each other, you're not tapping each other's feet. And so the early season, it's really establishing a lot of those kind of routines. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about just the little things, you know, the, you know, not breathing on your breakout stroke, you know, finishing your races strong into the walls, little things that are like gospel truths, mm-hmm. per se, in the swimming world, that we can try to hammer them early on, because it's not something that they have to really think about much. And then as they get fit and they get some racing under their belt, then we can evaluate where they're at, and then we start to really kind of pick apart things and start working on specifics, and then obviously ramp up the intensity, start doing some more specific things as their fitness levels evolve and we see where they're at, you know, in competition. Then we can do some things more specific and more individualized.
Coach Davis, same to you. We asked these guys, you know, kind of what their favorite team to go up against. They said, yeah, Mankato West. Who are some teams that Northfield can really look at as going to be challenging the Gators this season?
Well, as I was wrapping out the season, and I told the boys this, I think our two biggest meets, where I think we'll see our stiffest competition, I think are going to be in the first half of the season, okay, and probably before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Mankato West, as Marcus and Dylan alluded to, they have always been a fantastic meet with us. You know, for a few years there, we'd give them great meets, and we would just come up a little short. Last year, we were able to best them, you know, in our pool. And this year, again, as Marcus was saying, I think we might have, you know, Mankato West graduate a lot of sprinters. They do come back with a lot of talented athletes, and so, you know, it's going to be a great meet. We're going to have some fantastic races. I'm hoping our depth will be enough to kind of, you know, win over. Mm-hmm. And then I think Farmington, you know, Farmington just being down the road, is a team that we have had great meets with over the years. They've been a school that has been about the same size, you know, talent-wise, we've been matched up pretty well, and so those are good meets. And so I think those are going to be our two toughest tests. Okay. And then Dylan, again, alluded to as far as a fun meet. I can't ever, you know, replace, you know, going against my alma mater, you know, swimming against Mankato East, one of the last meets of the season, when we, you know, when each team does a potluck at their pool to, you know, host the team after the meet gets done. It doesn't get much better than that.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about that aspect. You guys are in the sport, Marcus and Dylan, about where you really respect athletic accomplishments. If somebody, yeah, even an opposing swimmer on opposing team, breaks a state record, mm-hmm. or breaks a pool record or something, or does well or comes back from an injury and then race, I mean, I think that in swimming and diving, you know, is one of those sports where you really appreciate somebody accomplishing something well. Just talk about that aspect, Marcus, when it's somebody from a different team, mm-hmm. but he does well, and the respect and the gratitude you guys show, mm-hmm. as competitors, even though he did well. And just that aspect a little bit, Marcus, can you,
yeah,
touch on that?
So I think anyone who is in the sport of swimming knows how difficult it is. And we know that, you know, you can be talented and you can have some natural talent, but ultimately, in order to be good, you have to be a very hard worker. So to see someone like break a state record, you know that they work very hard and they're not just, you know, doing it off of raw talent. So okay.
Dylan,
we respect that. Yeah.
Dylan, same question to you about, you know, kind of what are some things you guys, your team would do? Say you have somebody that breaks a state record, hypothetically, and you guys are going against that person. What are some things you as a team would do? You just go up, give them a handshake, give them a hug? How does that clap for them? What does that kind of happen?
Usually, you know, the big swimmers of the community.
Sure.
And where it was like Griffin Wallner last year, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of knew him personally, so when he would get up there, it was almost like he was part of our team. Like, we really wanted him to get out there and do his best. But it's not even that. It's like, it's inspiration, mm-hmm. of like, I want to be able to do that. Or like, what is he doing that I'm not that I can build off of to make myself a better swimmer and not even be the best, but improve what you can personally. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that I would be working on first.
It's a fantastic aspect of the sport. I just respect the heck out of that for it. Coach Davis, if you're going to kind of wrap up the interview here, again, Raiders defeated John Marshall in a dual meet on Thursday. They're 1-0 on the year in the dual meet schedule. They practice, but you have Mankato West coming up on Thursday. Just, you know, kind of what it, you know, it's got to be nice having a veteran team, if you will, and depth coming back. But, you know, still, what are the challenges that you think this team can experience throughout the year that they're going to maybe have to overcome later on as we get through a swimming season?
Well, there's always the issue of the fatigue factor. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into January, you know, we have the meets. We've got a very generous schedule this year where we don't have more than one dual meet a week, and they're all on Thursdays. And so then we have the occasional Saturday invites that'll match up with that. And so, you know, from that standpoint, we necessarily won't get too race tired throughout a week, but you'll be working hard. We will be competing. There'll be some big meets in that middle of January, right around the time when the semester breaks. And so fatigue will set in. You know, we got to try to avoid those flat meets. Just about everybody has them. You know, you can't stay sharp and you can't stay high octane all season long. You got to kind of wind down and let your body recharge. And so it's trying to figure out where that meet's going to be at, if you can get through that meet without any issues. And then it's to avoid illnesses. Mm-hmm. You know, in the middle of wintertime with our guys working as hard as they are, sometimes their immune system's being kind of compromised. You know, they get exposed to bugs or viruses. It can knock them out for a while. And so trying to stay healthy, making sure they get enough rest will be the key thing. And if we can do that, you know, the guys have shown already they're willing to work hard. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the season will have in store for us and how it's going to unfold.
Very good. Well, guys, we look forward to it. I recap your results every single Saturday when I do this. So I thank you so much for coming on. And I know it's early on in the season, so it's just great to get a little bit idea of where you guys, you know, want to be at and everything. Hopefully come closer toward, you know, maybe that true team sections down there. We'll get you guys back on and kind of recap what we talked about today and just say where you guys have been in this last couple months. But until then, good luck. We wish you all the best. Keep working hard. Get those wins. Like I said, we report on it every Saturday, so I let your results be known. And looking forward to going a bunch of victories for Northfield Swim and Dive this year. So
thank you
guys for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
That is Marcus Helk, Dylan Smishek, and head coach Doug Davis from the Gator Boys Swim and Dive team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
Accuracy is important when it comes to things like heart surgery, tightrope walking, and it's also very important for your vehicle tires to be in alignment to prevent extra wear and tear on your tires and suspension. Elite Auto Care can help ensure that your alignment is straight as an arrow, saving you time and money in the long run. They have a state-of-the-art alignment rack and offer alignment checks daily. Stop in today and make sure you're driving straight. Plus, alignment is included with a purchase of 4 new tires. Find them 6 days a week at 517 Water Street, Northfield, or online at EliteAutoCareMN.com.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. We're not going to listen to The Girl from Ipanema by Stan Getz. Sorry, Stan. You're not welcome on the Raider Rap at this point. But I do love our music here at 95.1 The One. We got over 4,000 songs in our system. I guarantee you will not hear the same song in a day, let alone maybe even a week. Just with the amount of music and then the live programming that we have coming up, it is just fantastic. So, actually, I have 95.1 The One on my radio. I work for them, so you got to support them. But I like the music. It's eclectic. It's different. There'll be songs that you hear on other radio stations. And then there's songs that you've never heard of and artists you've never heard of. But the music is really good. And it's like, wow, yeah, I could get into this. So, if you're looking for an eclectic, different change of pace for music, 95.1 The One, KYMN. Where you want to go. Let's go ahead and briefly recap how some other Raider sports teams have done so far in this winter season. First off, Northfield Wrestling sweep first dual matches of the season. This, again, courtesy of the Northfield News, and we have a great relationship with the Northfield News. Michael Hughes, the sports director there, and I, great job, got to meet him over the football season, and a real nice guy, real good relationship, and he goes to these full-time, like he goes to these events full-time, and this is what he does. So I'll be honest, I take from the Northfield News, but that's what we do. We have a great respect. I've got other stuff going on, so thank you to the Northfield News for covering and give you props on the radio. So courtesy of the Northfield News. Northfield Wrestling started its dual season Thursday with a trip to Austin, where it blew past both Austin and Grand Meadow Leroy Ostrander Southland First up, the Raiders dispatched Austin 76-0 before breezing to a 54-15 against GMLOS. Jake Messner, Trayton Anderson, Jack Stanton, and Mason Pagel all won their matches via pins, while Sam Holman wrestled to a pair of wins. Next up, Northfield travels today to compete in a tournament at Coon Rapids. Jeff Stobbs says, quote, "We only lost three matches the whole evening. It was a great night for Raider wrestling. We looked tough, we got a lot of pins, and everyone wrestled great. We're heading to Coon Rapids where we've got some tough teams this Saturday, and we're looking forward to that competition." This is a team that's going to be very strong on the front end. The lightweights, the 106s, 120s, 130s, those weight classes are going to be very, very good for Northfield. It's when they get to the back end, the kind of that heavyweight division is where they're really going to have to work hard to really get some points. And a lot of times it usually comes down to those heavyweights at the end. So they're going to expect a lot of scoring up front with their lighter weights and then hopefully have the heavyweights toward the back end maintain, do what they can do. So Northfield Wrestling looking for having a good season this year. Owatonna still the class of the conference, and they wrestled them last week kind of in a preparation and only lost them by I think 3 points or something like that. So they show they can compete with Owatonna. So I mean, the Raider wrestling team looking to make a splash in the Big Nine this year, and we wish them the best of luck. Northfield boys hockey can't stay out of penalty box in a last-second loss at Mankato East. Twice Thursday night against Mankato East, the boys hockey grabbed the lead on the road. Both times, though, the Cougars roared back to first tie the game and then take the lead. That final push in front of Mankato East came with 9.7 seconds left on the clock when Leighton Liffrig ripped on into the net to send Northfield home with a 5-4 defeat. Head coach Mike Lugcraft says, quote, "It's just mistakes that we need to clean up going forward, and we will. I was proud of the guys for competing really hard. We played hard, and we had a chance. The primary mistake was the amount of penalties for the Raiders, who were charged with 6 total, including a pair of 5-minute majors. Mankato East capitalized with a pair of power play goals, including one with a 2-man advantage. Northfield cashed in on one of its 3 power plays and added a goal while it was trying to kill off a penalty. Both of those special team scores came from senior forward Devin Jarek, while senior forward Colby Klotz and junior forward Kierick Cargrave scored his 2nd goal in as many games. Northfield will return home Tuesday to battle Mankato West at Northfield Ice Arena. And girls basketball. It didn't take long this last Tuesday to realize how Northfield girls basketball game at Owatonna was going to turn out. After just 2 minutes, 11 seconds, the Raiders had scored the game's first 10 points before piling 16 consecutive points to start the eventual 75-39 victory. And I just remember a few years ago when Owatonna and Northfield were constantly fighting for the Big Nine in Owatonna. When Northfield beat Owatonna in the regular season, it was like a huge upset for the Raiders because Owatonna would just come and dominate. Times have changed. That's an absolute crushing of the Huskies. Head coach Tony Matheson says, quote, "We were aggressive with our traps and had some easy transition baskets. That set the tempo, especially for the first half. We made some improvements from our game on Friday, and we came out and executed that, which was encouraging to see. They were fun to watch, and we played unselfishly. We shared the ball and had a lot of balanced scoring." Sophomore guard Megan Fabek finished with a game-high 23 points, including 15 in the first half, while senior forward Emma Carlson racked up 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. And both senior forward Rachel Kelly and sophomore Lizzie Birkbaum contributed 10 points each. Next up for Northfield, it was the Raiders taking on Red Wing, and that was last night. After a 1-point victory and an overtime triumph last year, it shouldn't have been much of a surprise that the Northfield girls basketball contest against Red Wing last night at Northfield High School was decided in the waning seconds. Unlike last year, though, the Class 3A number 3 ranked Raiders weren't able to manipulate those few key possessions in their favor. And after senior forward Emma Carlson's fadeaway jumper at the buzzer clanked off the front of the rim, Northfield was left with a 63-62 defeat. Head coach Tony Matheson says, quote, "We got better tonight. We just got done talking about how this is a little more intense than practice and the execution. We need to bring that on a daily basis to practice. The girls will be the first ones to tell you we haven't. Part of that is you can't duplicate this, but the speed in which we do things at practice can improve." For a few minutes Friday, it appeared like Red Wing might start to run away with a double-digit victory when senior guard Lindsay Rebs drilled a 3-pointer, the 4th of the 2nd half for the Wingers, with 7 minutes, 58 seconds to play. After a Northfield timeout, though, the Raiders twice trimmed the deficit to a single point. First, sophomore forward Annika Richardson's layup cut the lead to 61-60 with 1:28 remaining. After a pair of three throws from reps, senior forward Rachel Kelly converted a contested layup to leave the game at 63-62 with 23 seconds left. Northfield will travel back to Red Wing, and the next matchup is on January 24th, and it will be it'll be a very good game here. Matheson says, quote, "We'll learn a lot from this game and we'll be better. These are the games that make you better. The 35-point wins don't necessarily make you better," talking about the win earlier in the night, earlier in the week against Owatonna. So here we go. So the Northfield Raider girls basketball team off to a solid start, and they have a lot of high expectations. They only lost a couple of seniors from last year's state runner-up team. They got all the way to the finals and lost, but they're looking to do some big things this year on the hard court. And Ned the Horse Farmer will be broadcasting our girls basketball games, and then we have Brad Prestaman will be broadcasting boys basketball games again for the Northfield Raiders, and he's going to be doing games for us. So we appreciate those two gentlemen for coming on, doing some play-by-play for us. Really appreciate that. That's going to do it for Raider Rap for today. And I threw my notes away, which was silly on my part. I want to thank my guests today, Rachel Bielenberg, Kate Boland, Liz Morsing, and head coach Brent Bielenberg from the girls hockey team for coming in today. And also from the boys from the dive team, Marcus Houck, Dylan Smishek, and head coach Doug Davis. And for the girls hockey team, 2:00 this afternoon against War Road, the number one team, the ranked team in Class A. It should be a great test for the Raiders, and you don't have to go up to War Road to go see them. They come to Northfield. That's at Northfield Ice Arena. 2:00 is the start time. So if you're looking for something to do today and you want to see really where this program is at, go check it out at 2:00, Northfield Ice Arena, Northfield against War Road. In a regular season game, it means something, though. It all means something, and this could be a good test for later on in the season should these teams meet again in state or of some kind. So, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today, and have a great day. We're going to get you regular programming to wrap up the 10:00 hour, and then it's going to be What's on Tap with Corey and Ira. That's coming up here on 95. Or do we have any games tonight? 7th, 8th. Nope, no games tonight. So it's just going to be regular programming. So Ira and Corey coming up, What's on Tap, 11:00, right here at 95.1 The One, KYMN. We are online at kymnradio.net. Have a good day, everybody.